The World Health Organization defines mental health as a state of well-being in which the individual realizes his or her own abilities, can cope with the normal and productivity of work, can work with the normal stresses of life, and is able to make contributions to his or her community. Greetings, everyone. My name is Ayanda Buthelezi. Ushayenge sokade simnyamane kanqinelelo sondi yomnandinga mondi nenkosi ayiqedwa ke. And today, I want to be talking about how depression is swept under the carpet so much that we end up not taking care of our mental health. Now, mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how one thinks, feels, and acts. Now, it determines how we handle stress, relate to others, and how we make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence throughout adulthood. Depression would simply be defined as a constant feeling of sadness and loss of interest, which tends to stop one from doing their normal activities. Depression generally does not result from single events, but from a mix of events and factors. And it has been said that the biggest cause is from a complex interaction of social, psychological, and biological factors. Has any of you observed at what depression is doing to our generations? No one can hide it. It is so visible that it manifests outside them, on their keyboards, straight to the grounds of social media. We are a depressed generation that hides behind memes and threads. Our self-esteem and validations hangs on the hedges of likes, shares, and retweets. Somehow, we have gotten good at keeping up with appearances than being okay. Looking at our mental health, being sane both emotionally and mentally. Depression is the poison we have tamed and normalized. And this year alone, how many people have been seen on social media posting accidents and death in the name of healing and dealing with it? People run to their keyboards to post depression is real, get thousands of reactions, likes, and shares, and somehow feel a surge of pride over our makeshift activism. Then temporarily forget our depression, forget on fixing the core root of the problem, and so does the cycle of the story continues. We need more of the mental health awarenesses. In this point of life, more than ever, we need to be more aware of mental health. Let's preach about the importance of therapy. As they would post, depression is real. Let us take care of our mental health and fight depression. This is Ayanda Buthelezi. Ngishaya ngisokalisa umnyamane kanqinelele isondi yomnandi ngamondi. Nenkosi ayiqedwa ke. Till next time, goodbye.